Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 17th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Huawei CEO Ren Zhengfei announced lowered revenue expectations for the year since being put on the U.S. Department of Commerce's entity list, which bars U.S. sales to the company. In the statement, Ren said the company's international smartphone shipments declined 40% in the past month. The company's initial guidance expected 2019 revenue between $125 and $130 billion, but Ren announced it now expects revenue around $100 billion for 2019 and 2020 before a revival in business by 2021. In 2018, Huawei generated $104 billion in revenue. In its Q2 financial results, Broadcom disclosed the ongoing trade ban with Huawei will decrease sales by $2 billion in 2019. Huawei accounted for 4% of overall Broadcom sales in 2018, and CEO Hock Tan stated that there is no obvious substitute on the market to make up those sales. IBM rolled out bias monitors for its AI platform, Watson OpenScale. These monitors search AI training datasets for protected attributes, including sex, ethnicity, marital status, and age, and then flags them for additional monitoring, allowing organizations to track any bias through production. The monitors will also identify specific values in protected attributes that should be monitored as well. In addition, the Watson team will work with IBM's Promontory subsidiary to expand monitored attributes with an eye for future data compliance. The music lyric site Genius filed two complaints with Google since 2017, alleging that the search engine violated Genius's terms of service and antitrust law by taking lyrics from its site and surfacing them in general search results. Genius claims it uses a watermarking system in lyrics using curled and straight apostrophes in a set sequence within a song that's spelled out red-handed in Morse code. Genius found Google copied this sequence in 100 lyric searches. In a statement, Google said it licenses this information that surfaces in information panels from partners and would terminate agreements with any that were not upholding good practices. Genius does not hold a copyright on any of the lyrics on its site, so it's unclear how any legal action on this complaint would proceed. The site for Amazon's Instagram competitor, Amazon Spark, has been shut down. Spark originally launched in 2017 and provided Prime members with a feed of shoppable images and stories. The URL for Spark now redirects to a new Founded on Amazon site, which resembles the existing Interesting Finds page. The New York Times reports that the United States Cyber Command has stepped up digital incursions into Russia's power grid, according to interviews with current and former government officials. According to sources, the U.S. implanted reconnaissance probes into the control systems of the Russian power grid since at least 2012. Under broader powers granted to the USCC by Congress and presidential memoranda, the agency is now authorized to take more aggressive action without the need for direct presidential approval. The move is reportedly a response to Russian interference in the U.S. 2016 presidential election and as a deterrent to any interference in the 2020 election. There is no evidence that cyber attacks by either the U.S. or Russia have shut off the power grid in either country.
Walmart began rolling out Delivery Unlimited, a delivery subscription that costs $98 annually or $12.95 a month. Customers can order through Walmart Grocery and select a delivery window. Walmart previously offered online ordering with either a flat $9.99 delivery fee or free in-store pickup. The transport app CityMapper announced the shutdown of Ride, its hybrid bus and taxi service. Ride launched as SmartBus in 2017 in London, providing two buses that ran routes the company found were underserved by public transit. In 2018, the company added shared 8-seater vans and taxis operated by drivers on a fixed salary rather than paid per ride. CityMapper cited regulatory constraints and the need to focus on other projects for the shutdown. And finally, American Airlines announced it completed rolling out satellite-based broadband Wi-Fi to its entire mainland fleet, currently the largest carrier by passenger volume and fleet number. As part of the rollout, passengers can stream 12 free cable channels to devices while in flight, including international flights. Satellite service is offered through either Gogo or Viasat. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.